Hello, it's Mice Play Tonight. I'm sitting at home, kind of working from home this morning, which means that I'm, on my phone and I'm gonna take some time to answer some questions about a spooky Halloween questionnaire, which is fun. It's also the perfect time for it because it is so gloomy and fally outside of my window right now. I'm in the Pacific Northwest in the United States, and it's like the ring right now. Like, it's gloomy and gray and super rainy and wet, and honestly, it's just like my favorite kind of day. So it's a really good time to be answering some spooky questions or questions about Halloween time. So I kind of briefly glanced at this paste button. So let me pull it up again and get some questions answered. I don't think I'm special for thinking this, but I love Halloween time. I like fall in general. It's definitely exciting to put like socks on again and eat soup. And I love scary movies. I love, love, love scary movies, but I'm also a big scaredy cat. So I didn't really pick up on watching scary movies routinely until I got with my current partner who also loves scary movies, and so I just feel a little bit more brave, I guess, with them. So for most of my life I didn't watch scary movies. So a lot of these questions are gonna end up A lot of my answers are going to end up coming from like the past 5 or 7 years. So let's get going. Oh, of course, I didn't catch the person's name who wrote this. Ruthie Wren. So thanks, Ruthie. I love when you guys write questionnaires. You guys are so clever. So here we go. Number one is, which movie scarred you for life? I don't know. There's a couple of ways to take this. Probably like my earliest memory of like a scary movie that it's not even a horror movie, but the first movie I was ever scared of was E.T. I was very, very scared of E.T. as a child. I think I missed the point of the movie a little bit, but I had reoccurring nightmares about E.T. like being in my closet. And a lot of times he had kind of like a hypnotic effect, so like his finger would glow and he'd be like beckoning me and I had no choice but to abide. And and in particular the scene where, spoiler alert, where E.T. is in the river and he's all sick. And I've watched it as an adult and I like wanted to like cry. It was really sad, but as a kid it was very traumatic, and I kind of still have moments where I'm it's almost like I'm scared of the idea I built up in my head as a kid. But as far as horror movies go, scarred me for life. I don't know. Not none of them really, I guess. I think this kind of ties into another question later, but I can't remember what it was called. But it started from this short story or this short video on YouTube about like, so the video on YouTube, like the short horror, was this woman in a hallway and she like turns off the light. Oh, lights out. Lights out's what it's called. And she turns off a light and there's like a silhouette of like a spooky, spooky ass woman at the end of the hallway. And then when she turns the light on, it's not there. And this idiot turns the light off again, which, first of all, I wouldn't. I would just live in light for the rest of my life. And then every time she turns off the light, the figure's closer in like a different position. It's terrifying. And to this day, when I get up to use the restroom in the middle of the night, which is almost every night, I expect to see. I look down the hallway and I look for that bitch. But then I saw the movie, and then I have to like remind myself how they solved the problem in the movie. And it's just the classic, like, you don't belong here. This is my house, you know, taking control or whatever, which I'm not good at. I don't know if it would work for me in an actual, if it were out to actually happen. So probably that short horror film scarred me for the most. Question number two says, what form would your boggart take? And I gotta say, I have no idea what a boggart is. I'm gonna Google that right now. Boggart is one of numerous related terms used in English folklore for either a household spirit or a malevolent genius. Oh my gosh, Loki, Lochi, inhabiting fields, marshes, or other topographical. Oh, it's so like, is this asking like how I would haunt some? Oh, I would be, oh my gosh, like a whiny. I can't believe I'm brain farting on what they're called. It's like a Scottish or an Irish thing, like the lady who like cries and, well, a banshee. I feel like I would be a whiny ass banshee, and I'd be complaining about how my IKEA furniture didn't come together the way that I wanted it to, or some stupid thing about how the curry is not spicy enough. I don't know. I'm a little bit of a complainer, I think. At least I've been told that. Which, number three, which horror movie, excuse me, which, yeah, horror movie murder did you find the most disturbing? Just what leaps to my mind most, re of what leaps to my mind immediately is a recent movie I watched, Midsommar. It was really good. I looked up a lot of analysis and critique of the movie, and it's a little controversial as far as how well people liked it, but I personally loved it. And the climax scene, I don't want to give anything away, but that was pretty fucked up. The whole thing was pretty fucked up. And left me kind of thinking. So, you can probably hear my kettle going on in the background, so don't mind that. It's not my house burning down. Pumpkin carving, silly or scary or high art? I usually go for cutesy. Yeah, I guess I almost always go for cutesy. So it'll be like a cute face with like a winking, I don't know, like an anime girl kind of thing almost. Or like this year, I just did. There's this video circling around on Facebook. I can post it in the comments of these. It's called the Ghost Choir, and it's these three ghosts that are so cute, and they're like doing this like ooh, like this choir, this song. It's very, very, very cute. So I did those ghosts this year, and so I'm more of a silly cutesy person for sure. Number five, the best advice you got for when scared of something. And I'll tell you exactly what it is, I already know. In the cartoon, the 90s cartoon, Doug on Nickelodeon, at least American kids from the 90s will know. There's a part where he's really scared of this monster movie, or there's this episode where he's really scared of this monster movie, and he like always closes his eyes at the scary part, and he keeps trying to, all of his friends are talking about it, and he keeps trying to watch it, and he keeps closing his eyes, and he's having all these nightmares, and he's very scared of it. And then in the end, he like forces himself to keep his eyes open, and it turns out in the movie you can see the zipper on the monster costume, so it just kind of unravels the whole thing for him. And you know, makes it less, he can kind of laugh at it. So I try to think of that. I try to think of what is gonna make this scary image fall apart for me. And or just like, I remember I used to think about when watching The Ring, I had like a mounted TV, and so if she tried to crawl out of that, like she would just fall. And I think that ended up being in a scary movie, like the parody franchise, Scary Movie. So things like that kind of help me when I'm scared. And also being responsible for something else helps me not be scared. So if I'm like babysitting my niece, or if I'm with kids or somebody who's more scared than me, I tend to buck up. Number six, how long do you think you would last in a horror movie? Not long at all. I don't run. I don't. Well, okay, this is kind of a two-part answer, I guess, because I don't like traditional. If I was like a traditional character in a horror movie, I would die immediately. Like if I was one of those tropes. But I wouldn't. I also, if it was more realistic, I wouldn't do any of the things that the people do. It would be the shortest movie of all time because I just wouldn't do that thing. I would move out. I would, I would like pick, I would take the kids and leave. I wouldn't care about the husband or whatever it is that the trope is always, I wouldn't go walking around the house at night in the dark. I just wouldn't. I just wouldn't. So it just would be really short. So I might last a long time. There might never even be a movie. But yeah, if I was forced into one of those molds, I would be probably the first one to die. Number seven, were you ever traumatized by a particular scare when you were younger? Yes, when E.T. was sick in the river. Number eight, favorite Halloween treat. If I were gonna put together my favorite bag of like mini candy bars, it would be Reese's, Kit Kat, Almond Joy, Twix. Those are the gems. Those are the real gems. They really shine. But I kind of, there's something about getting candy that you, because I also buy those candy bars. Those are what, if I want, if I'm gonna get a candy bar, I get a Reese's. I guess honestly, I'm quite grown up and refined now. So honestly, if I want a candy bar, I get like a dark chocolate, fancy like $5 bar. But if I'm slumming, I'm gonna get like a Reese's anyway, so that's not super special. So when it comes to Halloween time, there is something kind of special about getting those like fruity Tootsie Rolls or those strawberry church candies or Smarties, like the bullshit that just isn't that good, but it's part of, it's part of the season, and this is the kind of stuff that you would pick out for yourself. So it's just candy that you can blindly consume, and I like that. Is there any horror movie you refuse to watch because the commercials scared you too much? No. Number 10, you're in a horror movie. Are you the final girl, the first to die, the comic relief, the skeptic, the smart one, or the killer? I probably would be the comic relief. I'd probably be like the slutty drunk girl who's like, oh my God, like, you're being crazy. Yeah, just based on those tropes, I guess. I think I'm not badass enough to be the final girl, even though personality-wise, like I said, I would be the one who was like, this doesn't feel right. I think we should go, which kind of would put me into the final girl category, but I feel like they're also kind of bad. They're usually kind of a badass. And they're usually kind of like the quiet one, or the more reserved one. So, and that's not me at all. I would definitely be that ditzy bitch. Number 11, who is the hottest villain in any horror movie? I feel like there are a lot of horror movies where the villain is like the boyfriend or like the love interest. Like I'm thinking the first thing that comes to mind is in Scream with Skeet Ulrich. Ooh, looking back, I'm kind of meh about looks wise, but as a kid, I was like, oh my God, that guy, that hot guy's the killer. So that's the first thing that comes to mind, but it's kind of a common thing that they're sexy, right? Right? I don't know. I'm not sure if I can answer this question. Number 12, what is the first horror movie you watched? E.T. No, probably Scream. I guess that was kind of the resurgence of horror in like the 90s, right? Was that the 90s or the 2000s? I don't know, it's a blur. I would guess Scream. Oh no, probably, actually probably The Exorcist. I watched it at a slumber party when I was, I don't know, eight or something. and everybody else had fallen asleep. I watched it by myself, but it was like remastered or something, and the way that the stupid DVD was set up, it before the film, before like the feature, it had a little blur, it had like a little 15-minute thing about like showing you how the effects were done. So like it showed how the scene where, what's her name, Riley or Rory? Oh my God, I should know this. Anyway, Linda Blair's character, the kid, where she's like in bed, but she's like flipping up. I'm using a hand motion as if you can see it, but she's like flipping around on the bed, and it showed how they did that. So it actually didn't scare me that much, surprisingly. But that was the first one. Number 13, the creepiest sound you ever heard. Oh my gosh. When I first moved into my current home with my partner, we had just christened the house. Okay, we had just had sex for the first time. It was maybe like the second night that we were, or the third night or something that we were here. And right after we had sex, there was this crazy sound, like this grinding sound. It's hard to just, I can't, it was like, rah, rah, I don't know. It was very creepy. And it was accompanied by this smell, like this smell that filled the whole house. And it was like a burned candle smell, like somebody had blown out candles. And it was post-coitus, like immediately post-coitus. And so my brain works as I was like, this house is hella haunted, with some seance witchy bullshit. We just completed some ritual with the devil. Like this, we just fucked up. Like we just became part of some ritual, and now I'm pregnant with a demon baby or something. And if you ever heard the phrase where, like, if you hear hooves, hoof beating, assume it's horses and not zebras. I like need to remind myself of that often, because what had happened was we were running the dishwasher, and then a plastic Tupperware lid had like fallen into the spinny part and then kind of melted, I guess. Just like got really fucked up. And that was the sound and the smell of my satanic conception witch ritual. So, but I was very scared, and I couldn't sleep at all that night. And it wasn't until the next morning that we figured out the cause, the source of the spooky noise and sound. Number 14 is some good old marry, fuck, or kill questions. Herman Munster, Gomez Adams, or Lon Chaney's Wolfman? I am not super familiar with that rendition of the Wolfman, but I would definitely. Oh, I'm so bad at these games because I always want to marry and fuck. Like they're always tied. Because I would marry Gomez, but that would mean I would get a fucking still, right? So yeah, I'd marry Gomez for sure. Fuck Munster, and I guess I'd kill Wolfman. Okay, the next set is Hugh Jackman's Van Helsing, Dr. Frankenfurter, or Norman Bates, any version. Oh God, I wouldn't want to have anything to do with Norman Bates. Mostly based on the Bates Motel series, which is fantastic if you haven't watched it, but I'd probably kill him. He's terrifying. I'd fuck Hugh Jackman. No, I'd fuck Frankenfurter, marry Van Helsing. I'm not really usually into like femmy kind of guys, but it would be a fun fuck in the same way that it would be with Prince. Not that Prince was femmy, but you know what I mean. Next one is Evan Peters from American Horror Story, Louie from Interview with the Vampire, or Pennywise. Oh God, I would kill Pennywise. Marry Louie. That's Brad Pitt, right? Yeah. Marry Louie. Fuck Evan Peters. He's scary too, though. Celine from Underworld, Morticia Adams, or Norma Bates? I'd marry Morticia. They're just a dream couple. They're a power couple. I'm not familiar with Celine either. So I guess I'd... Oh man, Norma's crazy. But it's Vera Farmiga. Man, I'd fuck that. I'd fuck her for sure. And I guess I'd kill Celine. Just because I'm not very familiar with who that is. Sydney Campbell from Scream, Jamie Lee Curtis from Halloween, or Sarah Paulson from American Horror Story. It depends on which, you know, which character Sarah Paulson plays. Or am I just... Oh, I guess it's the actors. Okay. I would marry Sarah Paulson. Love her. Oh, Sydney Campbell. That's Nev Campbell. That's her name. But Sydney is her name in Scream. I would fuck her. And I guess I'd kill Jamie Lee Curtis. Sorry, Jamie. You didn't do anything wrong. Ellen Ripley from Alien. Rose Byrne from Insidious. Or Anna Faris from Scary Movie franchise. I'd marry Anna Faris. She's very funny and very hot. I'd fuck Rose Byrne. Oh, no, but... Sigourney Weaver. I guess I'd fuck Sigourney Weaver. Kill Rose Byrne. Sorry, Rose, you didn't do anything wrong. You're great, too. Number 15. Do you have your Halloween costume planned out for this year yet? Any plans? I'm sad about Halloween costumes because I used to go... Oh, my God. I used to work at this store that sold vintage clothes and would kind of go full on Halloween this time of year. Like starting in the summer. And so actually part of my job was to dress up in a different Halloween costume every day. And I had so much fun. I loved it. Like I guess I'm just one of those people who can like come up with a Halloween costume from like wardrobe stuff. I can give you like 15 different costume ideas if you have nothing else. So I'm really good at coming up with that stuff. And I used to do like put a lot of time and thought into my costumes and just be like really thrifty and kind of make them. And I was never really one for like prepackaged costumes. I was never really one to be like a sexy sailor or whatever. Although I've had sexy costumes, but it was never like out of a package, like sexy garbage man or whatever. But the older I get, and I think I'm getting a little bit jaded by everybody around me, like a lot of my friends don't really care that much. They're like, oh, I don't know, I'll be a kitty again or something. So I think I'm maybe getting a little bit jaded. So I get less and less enthused every year. Although this year, I think I'm going to be a mummy. I can just wear like black and get like ace bandages wrapped around myself. And then I do cool kind of like dead Egyptian makeup, I guess. Like Cleopatra makeup. I don't know. I have to do some Googling and see if that's offensive. It's nobody's current culture, but I don't want to be a jerk. So that's probably what I'll do. I just need to figure out a way that I can go pee while I'm wearing that costume without having to rewrap myself. Number 16, do you have a Halloween tradition? No, I guess not. Number 17, what is something that is or should be scary, but you find it more laughable than anything? I don't know. I can't think of anything. That's a really funny question. No, I can't think of anything. Number 18, what is the sexiest thing about Halloween in your opinion? I just like costumes, and I think it's sexy when people can loosen up and be silly and kind of be somebody else for a night. So the idea of like going to a house party, I don't know, like dressed as Velma and then seeing a Shaggy and like having a cute banter, you know, like zoinks, and then making out with that guy and like getting Scooby snacks all over my face. I don't know, like, that's really sexy for me, is just being silly and I guess kind of being somebody else for the night. Kind of like the classic, you know, that's probably why sexy, but that's why like masquerade balls and things like that are so sexy, is the question, the mystery, and just being, it's fun to play a part. It's fun to be somebody else a little bit. So I think that's sexy. Number 19, if you were a killer, what would be your weapon of choice or victim of choice? Well, I would definitely be like a vigilante type of killer, and I would be going after people who hurt other people, particularly children and small animals, or any animals. And I'm a bludgeon kind of person, even as like, even in self-defense, I always say that my weapon of choice would be an aluminum bat. That's what I have under my bed for in case that scary silhouette from Lights Out approaches my door. I think like guns are, I feel like a gun would be too, I would just like, I don't know, I don't have any training in that, so I would just like shoot the wall a bunch probably. And a knife is really intimate, I guess, and it also doesn't seem very, like it would do much damage, I guess, especially like the scream type knife. I don't know. So I would probably, my best bet would be to beat somebody's head in with an aluminum bat. Number 20, would you rather live out your witch's curse as a black cat, a disfigured slave, or unable to love? Well, a cat for sure. Most definitely a cat. That would be fun. That you would still kind of be unable to love, though. The people that you want to love anyway. So, I would stick with the cat so that I could just sleep all day and jump really high. I just really want the physicality of a cat. I want their physical traits. So, that would not be much of a curse, I don't think. So, thanks for listening. This has gone on for a long time, I bet. I don't know who listens to this stuff, honestly. I do from time to time, but I won't be offended if you didn't listen. But if you did, hey, gold star. So have a good day. I'm going to probably try to get to work, but it's so gloomy that I might, I don't know if it's too early to take a morning nap. Well, anyway, happy Halloween. Thanks for listening. Have so much fun and be safe and take care of each other and, you know, be somebody else. Get sexy. Have fun. Have fun. Have consensual, safe fun. Bye.